All right, partner, you know what time it is.
Aloha, Mud Babies, pod people, and inhabitants of the planet Earth. It is I, your tiki leader, Steve Mudflap McGrew. Yeah, it's been a while since I did a Remasculate podcast. My bad. I apologize. I've been busy, but not busy. That's hard to explain. In other words, that means lazy. That's what that means. I have been out on the road, been doing shows. I just came from Dallas. I was at the Hyenas Comedy Club in Dallas. Great shows, great people. Thanks to everybody that came out. I will be in Fort Worth, Texas, coming up soon at the Hyenas there. That's July 25th, 26th, 27th. I hope you will call and make reservations for that. I also have shows coming up in Las Vegas in August. I will be at Planet Hollywood, the beautiful Sin City Comedy Club there in Las Vegas, Nevada. So come on out. I've got cruise ships lined up. I've got, where am I going? I'm going to be doing a Hawaiian cruise. I'm going to be doing another cruise to Rome and then around the Mediterranean. So work's looking good. Paying the bills. That makes me very happy. Yeah. But what does not make me happy is some of the traveling. Now, let me back up a little bit here on the story. When I needed to go to Fort Worth, I booked my tickets in the middle of the night. I did one of those. I don't know if you've ever done this, where you just sort of like, oh, I need to book tickets. And so you start booking, you're looking and you're booking. And then I think, well, if I'm doing this, I should go ahead and book Dallas and I should do it in Fort Worth. Well, I got it open. I got the card out. I'll go ahead and do the Vegas tickets because I know I have them. So I did like four or five trips in a row, thinking, boom, I'm done. I can sit back and relax for a while. Well, now the Fort Worth Club calls me and said, hey, do you have your travel arrangements? So I go, sure I do. I look them up online, and I booked it for a p.m. flight that put me in at 11 o'clock at night and not during the day. I can't be there at 11 o'clock at night. I got a show to do way before that. So now I get on, and I'm trying to change the ticket. And, you know, if you've ever done that, that's quite the hassle. You can't just do it online. And if you did it through Orbitz, well, now you're really fucked. So, yes, I did it through Orbitz. So I thought, well, I'll contact Frontier and see what they say. Well, now the ticket is going to be almost $300 more. That be bullshit. That's what I thought. So I now go back to Orbitz, and I get on their site and try to find out what's the contact info. Maybe I can get a cheaper ticket through them again. You know, I'm just trying anything I can think of. Well, I look online, and I could almost buy another ticket cheaper. Well, almost, not really. Anyway, back and forth, I find the price of the tickets on Orbitz. It's cheaper than what it would be through Frontier's ticket agent. Now, back up again even more. If you've ever called Frontier, they love to do the waiting time for the next available agent is 43 minutes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then it was like, no, I'm not going to wait that long. I'll just do it online. I'll go to Frontier.com and see what I can do it online. Nope. Got to go back now. Waiting time for next available agent is 39 minutes. All right, so I'm going to wait. I waited, and I waited, and I waited, and I heard him repeat the same little, hey, you need to book a vacation? Want to get away to Cancun, Cozumel, or book one of our agents will be happy to help you. Please hold. Waiting time is now 37 minutes. Da, 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 da. Oh, I'm about to jump out of my shit. So, and I wait, and I wait, and I finally get a hold of the agent, and I say, how much is the ticket? And they tell me, and guess what the fuck? It went up while I was on hold. That's right. While I was on hold, the price of the ticket shot up higher than the freaking moon. So now it's over $400 to change my ticket. Oh, because now, you know, you didn't buy it through their website. You did it through the third-party ticket thing, so now you're screwed. So they add that. They add the price of the ticket change because of the ticket is different than the one you had, and they have to do now the change fee. But you know what? Here's the deal. I think airlines just randomly pull shit out of their ass and hope you just go for it. Because you know what I mean? It's like, well, if you bought the ticket before 6 a.m. on a Tuesday morning that had a full moon, then the price would be. But if your dog was barking while you were sitting at the keyboard, the price will now be. What the f***? Just pick a ticket. And how are you charging me $300 more to put me on an earlier flight that had a seat? You didn't have to go build a new row for me to sit in. No, there was an empty seat. You actually just clicked and drug and dropped my name into a seat number on another flight. Bam, $400. Yeah, we're not being fucked, are we? Not at all, general public. Not at all. Well, to make a short story longer, it all got changed. I got screwed. What the hell is that? What kind of English is that? I started to stop and edit that out, but no, I'm going to leave the I'm an idiot part in there. So I went to the grocery store today, and, you know, now that I have found out, well, I'm supposed to be eating better. That's what I'm under doctor's orders now, because I've got triglycerides, whatever that is. Google, bitches, triglycerides. It's part of the components of cholesterol. Yeah, that thing that gives you heart attacks and shit like that. Cholesterol. There you go. I don't know why my head was doing there. So, like, you need to do this, you need to watch that, and don't eat that. And so, yeah, the girlfriend's been sending me this. I get Instagram pictures of healthy diets, and here's a tweet about watch out for your sugar intake, and here's another Facebook post about sodium and how much you should have. So now when you're armed with all this information, you go to the grocery store, and everything that you used to love and adore and just couldn't wait to put in your mouth hole now just is bad for you. And as you push your cart down the aisle, you reach for something that you used to love. You pick it up and you look at the ingredients. And you're like, I can't have this. No wonder America is fat and dying. Everything. Sodium, everything. Every prepared food has got a potential heart attack and stroke in it. My favorite, like Campbell's soup. You know, 700-800 milligrams of sodium. And then you go, well, maybe I'll just get some egg whites for breakfast. I'll get egg. Oh, look, there's like Jimmy Dean egg white turkey sausage breakfast sandwiches. Maybe those would be good for me. Turn them around. How much sodium? I'm not starting to salt mine. I just want to eat what I love. I miss eating like when I was a kid, just stuff that you wanted. What happened to some bologna and white bread and slam some mayonnaise on it and you just, you ate and you enjoyed yourself? How about when you were, how about the first time you moved out into your apartment? Do you remember when you first got your very first apartment? Did you cook meals or did you do what I did? Did you buy like just TV dinners and think as you were cooking this TV dinner, look at me. I'm an adult. I'm having a meal and watching a little TV. Yeah, you actually thought you were cooking. You actually somehow psyched out your little tiny brain is that this was as good as anything mom had made at home. Look at me. I'm a responsible adult. I'm making a Swanson Salisbury steak with mashed potatoes and a little bit of a fruity thing right there that heats up when I pull the plastic back. I am such a good adult, very responsible. Look at me making a meal for myself. Ah, how manly is that? I'm making a meal. Not a good one. It was a Salisbury steak. But come on, those were delicious, weren't they? And that gravy stuff. wasn't real gravy. It was that brown stuff that was tasty. And you just put a little extra Tabasco on it. Mmm! I'm like Chef Boyardee delicious right now. I was looking at some of the frozen dinners while I was at Target today, which Target will get you every time. Look, hey, I went in for some socks. Now that I've been going to the gym more, again, doctor's orders, I started wearing these the little socks that go in your tennis shoes that look like you don't have on socks, because nothing looks goofier than workout shorts and socks with your tennis shoes. So I went in to get just socks, and next thing I know, pow, $100. Target, like, sucked $100 right out of my pocket. I don't know how those money suckers do it, but they put shit that's on sale, that's really cool, and it's kind of on the end, and you go, look at that, that's normally $5. It's only 86 cents today. I probably already buy four of them. And then next thing you know, you're broke. Thank you, Target. But so I'm looking at the frozen foods, going down the frozen food aisle. And, well, I was trying to look, but every time you open a door and then you close it, the shit frosts over and you can't see through the door. And then, like, the two doors on each side of you freeze over. So you're like, I can't see shit. Oh. So now I'm standing there with the door open, and in the back of my head, I'm waiting for here is somebody go, close the door! Don't open the door until you know what you want! Make up your mind before you're wasting air conditioning! You're wasting a barn! You know, all the stuff that you heard as a kid when you were standing there with the refrigerator door open. But that's the only way I could see shit, because it was frosted over. So anyway, I'm looking at the frozen foods, and the lean cuisines, again, something that's supposed to be delicious and good for you, because it says the word lean cuisine, like, wow, this must be healthy, and or they wouldn't advertise it like this. They just couldn't say, look at this, this is lean. And then you check it out, boom, sodium out the yin-yang. Mm-hmm. Another thing I noticed about that, too, was when I was looking at chili. I was looking at some chili, and it was said, like, turkey chili with beans, low fat, low sodium. You look at that must be great. Look at that. Turn it around. Boom! All the info is just horrible. Yeah, it might be lower sodium, but it's still like 600. Did you know that we're only supposed to have, as like an adult male, we're only supposed to have like 1,200 milligrams of sodium every day? That's all day long. That's like a teaspoon, I heard, of sodium. So now one half of this meal has 600, 700 milligrams of sodium. What are you supposed to do for the rest of the day? Because every freaking thing has sodium in it. Everything. Bread, sugar doesn't have it. Cookies have it. Anything that's made has it. Anything that needs to be preserved has sodium in it. So when you think you're not really getting it, it's all adding up. Well, now I look at you. You just had like a Swanson Salisbury steak. You didn't pay any attention. What did it have? Like, that had like 1,400 milligrams in it. Well, maybe, and I'm still hungry after that one Swanson dinner. I'll fucking make another one. I've had two. Boom, I'm full, but I'm sodium out. Why are my hands hurting? Why can't I bend my fat, chubby fingers? How much salt and saline is in me? I need to go lay down. Hope I don't die in my sleep. I'm alone. I don't have anybody here in my new apartment to find me if I died. That'd be horrible. I'd have to have a neighbor say, could you come out and check out my apartment next to me? There's a weird smell coming out of it. It used to smell like Salisbury steak a lot, but now it smells like a dead guy. Yeah, I don't want that. Nobody wants to have to call the cops to find out there's a dead person in the apartment next to them. And if you've ever had that happen to you, please call me. Send me an email. If you've ever found a dead body or know somebody that's found a dead body, that's just creepy as shit, but I still like to hear about it. Because it'd freak me out. That's why I don't jog. They always find dead bodies. I'm not going to do it. A lot of stuff I'm not going to do. I'm not going to buy the new Rolling Stone magazine, not with that cover on it of that guy, what's it, Cerveza, you know, the guy, the bomber, the Boston bomber. Why did Rolling Stone have to put him on the cover of the magazine? I mean, I understand it's a news, What is that guy's name? I can't even think of his name anyway. But I know it's a... I mean, I understand that Rolling Stone is, you know, supposedly, I'm making air quotes with my hand, supposedly a news magazine, and, you know, this is a news story. But let's be real. You know, I've been arguing with people on Facebook about this. Yeah, it's not Time Magazine. It's not Newsweek. It's not USA Today. This is a magazine that is designed to sell movies and music. That's it. What goes on the cover? Like the Jonas Brothers, Justin Bieber, Christina Aguilera, E.T., that kind of shit when the movie came out. That is what's on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine. Yeah, if they want to do an article about it, it could be a headline down there in the corner. Here's a little thing, article about the monster. Not like a picture that looks like a young Bob Dylan with a glow about him on the cover that just says, The Bomber. No, you know what? And who buys Rolling Stone magazine? It's not people that buy Time magazine. It's probably younger people for the most part. Younger people that want to, you know, they probably see this in the wrong light is what I'm trying to get to. They're seeing this as, look at that. I could be on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine. You know what? Maybe I should follow the faith and blow something up. Maybe I should become I will go have 72 virgins and be on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine. Oh, all right, here's something else. 72 virgins. 72 virgins. Where does that come from? I mean, that's another one of those random. Would an airline come up with that number? They just pull that out of their ass? Is it 14 virgins? How about 25? No, wait, 72. 72 virgins. Yeah, if you do a terrorism act before Monday on noon, you can have 72 virgins. What? They're virgins. How attractive could they be? Huh? Really, isn't that what keeps their virginity most of the time is ugly people. Ugly people can't even lose their virginity. They can't. They can, like, run away from it, but it'll still find their ugliness. That's what'll happen. I know that's not for everybody. I'm making a joke here. Don't get all pissed off. Send your cards and letters and complaints, too. But I think if, you know, let's just look at it this way. If it's 72 virgins, let's hope that it's 72 dudes that couldn't get laid in a women's prison with a fistful of pardons. That kind of guy. They're that nasty. They can't even get laid. Let's hope that's when that bomber goes, oh, boom, I'm heading for my virgins. Woo-hoo. What the hell is that? You mean I blew up shit and came down here to have to spend eternity with 72 dudes that live in the basement with their mom and go to Comic-Con every year? Hoo-hoo! This sucks. Well, enough about that. Let's move on to something else. This is a little article that my girlfriend found on the intranet, and sent it to me, and I thought it was pretty interesting. I thought I would share it with you guys, especially you social media people. Now, have you ever thought about taking a break from social media? Do you ever feel like it consumes your life? Yeah, most of us. I mean, we have our phones in our hand almost all the time because you're afraid you're going to miss a text or an email or a call. So since the phone is in your hand, well, shit, you might as well go ahead and check Twitter, right? Yeah, so then next thing you know, an hour has gone by. Well, here is 7 reasonable reasons to take a break from social media. As fun and useful as social media is, it is kind of time-consuming. Most time, do you learn anything? No, you just get angry or annoyed, right? All right, so here you go. Here's 1. It's a time waster. One of the major reasons to take a break from social media is that it sucks up so much of your time. Can you count the number of times that you got on Instagram, on Twitter, and then you started scrolling, and next thing you know, it's been an hour or two? Yeah, it's easy to get sucked into the cutesy pictures of pets, celebrity rants or outfits, and diet inspiration posters. It's just too good to put down sometimes. If you find your social media habits are cutting into your time at work, school, or your family, well, it might be time to take a break. And another reason to take a break is it gets annoying. It's funny how we're so into Facebook and Twitter, but so many times we come away from it feeling so annoyed. How many times can you read about your friends' workouts, their meals, their relationship drama, or grammatically incorrect quotes on life, huh? If you log on to your social media accounts anticipating feeling irritated about meaningless or exaggerated status updates, well then why not take a break? Reason 3, It's harmful to your self-esteem. Have you ever thought about how social media can affect your self-esteem? Just as there are some friends with annoying status updates, there are others who can't stop bragging about themselves. If you're constantly reading about the fabulous life of your friends, it can start making you feel inadequate. Do you ever find yourself comparing yourself to others and not measuring up? Is it really worth the blow to your self-esteem? No, probably not, huh? Here now, reason number four, privacy concerns. As with anything these days, there are concerns with privacy. However, when it comes to social media, this is something you have control over. It's too easy to overshare online because it feels secure and everyone is doing it, right? But the truth is, the more you share with others online, the more you're putting yourself at risk. Once something is online, it can be stuck there forever. Don't let a Twitter rant or silly Facebook photo affect your personal or professional life. Reason number five, it fosters superficial relationships. Now see, here's another valid reason to take a break from social media, is that it encourages artificial relationships. Now, do you personally know all of your Facebook friends? No, I don't think so. I don't. I mean, I like a lot of them. Doesn't the constant stream of status updates and photos from your friends make you feel closer to them? You know, closer than you really are? You get to decide what you're sharing online, so what you're reading about on social media may very well not be what's going on in your friend's life. Why not really connect with friends through a phone call or a visit instead of relying on 140 characters for updates and statements? Reason number six, it can neglect relationships. While social media certainly has value in helping you stay in touch with people who are far away, you know, family members you can't get in touch with on a regular basis, it can also lead to neglecting the relationships you have in the here and now. How many times have you made plans with friends or family only to spend the majority of your time looking at social media and updating your statuses? That's not healthy. Remember, to value and take time out for the people in your life, the personal people in your life. And reason number seven, drama. Drama, baby. Save the drama for your mama. One of the worst things about social media is that it can cause drama. We always run the risk of our statements being misconstrued when they're written. Also, it's too easy for Twitter wars and Facebook drama to unfold because it's so impersonal. People get really brave online when they, you know, don't know who's saying it or they don't think they'll ever see these people in real life. So don't get sucked into unnecessary drama. As previously mentioned, social media can be a really useful tool to help stay in touch with people like, you know, friends and fans like I do with you guys. But at the same time, it can cause a lot of unhappiness. So, you know, if you need to, take a break. But here's a question for you. What's the longest break you ever took from social media? And do you think that you could quit for good? Nah, I don't think so. I don't think that I could quit for good. It's because of work, really. I think because of work and promoting where I'm going for clubs and meeting people in clubs and networking and talking with club owners and just it's part of my job. At least that's what I'm telling myself. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. But what's your story? Is it just fun? Are you bored at work? I think a lot of people are bored at work. And I read a thing just recently that people aren't even taking jobs that they are offered because the jobs tell them that they're not allowed on Facebook or Twitter during working hours. So people are like, well, screw that. I don't need this job then. Is that how important it is to you? Do you have to have your social networks? Or are you that addicted to Facebook, Instagram, Twitter that you can't set it down for 8 hours or just a few hours to your lunch break or cigarette break? Step outside. Have a cigarette. Check your Facebook. But take the job. Some things are more important. Now, here's something I know a lot of people will find very important. The Twinkie is back. Yes, it's back. The Twinkie is back. That's right. With glam rocker Cinderella croon, you don't know what you got till it's gone. We doubt they were referencing the snack cake. But as soon as Twinkies disappeared from shelves, demand for those sweet yellow treats skyrocketed and caused a run on Hostess brand snacks upon their return. Sales are reportedly at about 7 times normal levels, and despite bakeries running at full steam, orders are 3 to 6 months greater than the capacity that production will allow. However, for the rabid Twinkie fans, you may find something a little bit different here. They may fall short The new Twinkies are slightly smaller, have fewer calories, and contain cream that's been frozen, so it'll have a longer shelf life. That is not the Twinkie that we know and love. This sounds like more of a whole food snack, doesn't it? We don't need less calories. We don't need it to be smaller. We want our Twinkie! Give us our Twinkie back! I want the one that I know and love when you bite down and it into your mouth and that sweet, sweet heaven rushes in. Mmm, that's the Twinkie that makes us go, yeah, that's the Twinkie. But at least they're back. We thought they were gone. They're not gone. I can't remember who bought them. Somebody, some weird company did, didn't they? I'd have to Google and find out, but it's not who you think it is that would own a bakery, but they do, and thank God it's back. Yes, it's back. Twinkie's back. And what snacks do Americans love? Let's take a look. I Googled to find out what America's top 10 favorite foods are, yeah, besides Twinkies. This is America's top 10 favorite foods, all right? This is in no particular order. Well, maybe I'll count down. Let's count down. All right. First, hamburgers. Who doesn't love a good hamburger? Love hamburgers. Used to think Burger King was the best. Not sure anymore. I have to always go with In-N-Out Burger, even though Five Guys hamburgers they're high on my list right now. Liking the Five Guys. Fries are all right. McDonald's still takes it on fries. But as far as burgers, In-N-Out. There's a new burger I saw about on the internet called Burger Fi. Burger Fi. Hey, I guess they're all just like on the East Coast, but they're supposed to be really good. And if anybody listening to this has had one, please let me know if they're as delicious as they look. They actually, the top of the bun is branded. It like looks like they took a brand and do Burger Fi on the top of it. All right, number two, what do you think it is? Of course you know what it is. It's hot dogs. Hot dogs. People love their hot dogs. And, you know, here's a little trivia thing for you. Because hot dog parts all come from the same animal, pure beef or 100% turkey can be used on the label. Yeah, see, they're... yeah, that's 100% beef, isn't it? I mean, it's got nose, and it's beef nose. And it's got 100% turkey, because it's got turkey asshole in it. But it's good, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. It also has a lot of hot dogs have MSG, which can cause headaches and allergic reaction. MSG is a chemical used to fatten up laboratory animals and will ultimately make you fat when consumed. They use that in burgers, too. Did you know that? Mm-hmm. All right, number three, French fries. French fries are very toxic. In order to make French fries, they must be cooked at high temperatures, which cause the chemical... acrylamide to be released. Acrylamides are a known cancer-causing agent that also cause nerve damage. Why am I reading this? You don't need to know this. I don't even need to know this. I just wanted a list of foods. Did they have to stick that fact on there? Sorry, I take that back. Don't pay any attention. French fries. Love our French fries. Love our McDonald's French fries. Number four, Oreo cookies, which, by the way, is the number one cookie of all the cookies. That's the number one cookie. Number five. Guessing? Are you thinking? Go ahead. I'll give you a second. What do you guess? It's pizza. Pizza is the number five. There you go. Number six. Soda. America loves its soft drinks, or as some like to call it, pop. That's a northern thing, right? Hey, give me a pop. I know down in the south, everything's a Coke. You want a Coke? And they hand you a Dr. Pepper. I don't know what that's about. I used to drink so many Dr. Peppers. So many. I had to quit. It was like 10, 2, and 4. No, it was like 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, we'll get one before I go to bed. 9, 10. Have one at 2 o'clock in the morning before I go to bed. That's kind of Dr. Pepper it was for me. So I had to quit. Number 7 food that Americans love is chicken tenders. I do like a good chicken tender. Though some of y'all that follow me on Facebook know I got a couple of chicken tenders from the grocery store recently. Just thought I'd grab a couple that said chicken tenders. And the number of chemicals and ingredients and everything that was in was supposedly just chicken. No. Watch out for what you eat. Seriously. Number 8, ice cream. Remember, it's high in fat. What? Don't put this. I'm on the wrong list. This is probably the top 10 foods that are bad for you. Donuts. Oh, it's got to be. Yeah, donuts is number 9. So, yeah, this has got to be the shit that's bad for you. But who doesn't love donuts? Krispy Kreme, hot now. That sign goes on. We rush it. Krispy Kreme Originals, probably some of the best donut ever. It melts. It actually, like, melts like sugar paper on your tongue. God, delicious. Just thinking about it right now. And here you go. The number one choice for Americans in their snack foods, the number one, you know what it is? Potato chips, number one snack. North Americans consume more potato chips than any other people in the world. As a world food, potatoes are second in human consumption only to rice. It takes 4 pounds of potatoes to make 1 pound of potato chips. Look at that. We are wasting a lot of potato that could be feeding the rest of the world. There's kids in China that don't get potato chips. So be careful. Enjoy your food. Don't get too fat on these chips, hot dogs, donuts, ice cream, chicken tenders, soft drinks. Sounds like I'm reading the ingredients in my, sounds like I'm reading the contents of my refrigerator. All right, guys, this is hitting the 30-minute mark for you guys on the treadmill and working out. Hey, we made it. Woo-hoo! Start your cool down. Guys, I appreciate you downloading and listening to the podcast. I know I took a while to get to a new one, but I did, and I'm going to try harder to get you guys more podcasts on a regular basis. The studio's all set up. I set up a new little area down in the basement. I got my little tiki area with chairs and lamps, and it's looking really good, and I'm going to do my best to make you guys proud of me. All right, well, thanks again for listening to Remasculate. You know what I say? God bless America, and go listen to some Oak Ridge Boys. I bid you adieu.
In the basement of the mud flap house, flapping and poo, and they're under with the razor noose, and poo licks herself, and flap contemplates manly things. He thinks about guns and trucks and stooges three, men and boys, and that doesn't sound right. He thinks about booze and bacon and power tools. Come with me, let your mask you leave. Oh, won't you come with me and remind